Okay, so it is that time.
What time is that, Keith?
And it's time for bar talk.
There you go. All
right.
Sorry, you're getting old in your older age.
I'm tired, man. Real quick, okay, I ran into my night last night, but welcome to Bar Talk. You are here listening to
Beamer
and DJ K, and this is Bar Talk. Basically, two guys sitting in the bar, and we're talking.
We're talking.
Hence, Bar Talk. We're recording live from Tom Fullery's Restaurant and Bar in Middletown, Delaware. The address, in case you want to pop in, check us out one week, is 714 Ash, A-S-H, Boulevard, Ash Boulevard, Middletown, Delaware. We're here every Wednesday night. I, DJ K, also DJ on Thursday nights. So come on down, check us out. We got great food, hot wait staff, cool people. Nice place to hang out. And most of all, Bar Talk's here.
Bar Talk is here.
Every Wednesday. If you are any of our listeners out there, you want to come and sit in on the show, be a part of the show, come on down, check us out. You can email us at bartalk1, B-A-R-T-A-L-K, the number one, bartalk1 at yahoo.com. Send us cheers, jeers, suggestions, ideas, shout-outs, anything at all.
Ladies, pictures of you in yoga pants, or just
pictures of anything at all.
You know, whatever.
So, but that's about it, man. We have a full show tonight. We got a lot of things we want to touch and go over. We're going to announce. Last week we did our nominations for Bar Talk Person of the Year because it is ending. 2014 is coming to a close, so we're going to nominate we're going to announce the winners. The winner. Of the Bar Talk Person of the Year. We're also going to go over the Ask Men. We do this every year. The AskMen.com. They have their 99 most desirable women. Now, that list, that's their list.
Yeah.
Apparently, subscribers voted.
Yeah.
But it's the most flawed list, in my opinion, ever. Every year, it's flawed.
My question is it actually real men doing this? Is the guys that, you know, they're in the basement?
Yeah, we get into it. Yeah. So right. Anyway, so we'll go over that. A couple other things in the news, this or that. A Beamer rant, like we always have. I got to come up with a rant. I don't have, DJ K doesn't have a rant.
You've given a couple good
rants. I give it a couple. Yeah. All right. But anyway, so we got a full schedule here. Might have a few guests pop in. Hopefully not.
It is the holiday season.
So anyway, we're going to start the show off, man, with our traditional, ceremonial, whatever word you want to throw in, toast, all right? And this is how we kick off the show. We're here in a bar drinking. Yep. We're drinking for real. Real, though.
I'm getting low on beer, but yes, we are
for drinking. Real, for real. All right, here it is, the start of a great show of Bar Talk. All right.
That's warm.
Very good. All right. So, kick things off first. For one, let me just say this real quick. I'm going to go over something real quick. Beamer's going to go over some. I'm very tired. This is going to be a busy, busy week for me personally.
Yeah.
There's another place that I actually do comedy at. I do it once a month, and I DJ afterwards. I've been doing it for a year. Not much of a turnout. We average 10 to 15 people. Last night, there was probably close to about 100 people. There was a holiday party. I didn't really book the show strong because there was an average of 10 to 12 people, 10 to 15 people. Wasn't the strongest show, just a good show. I hosted, and there's a lot of people there, so it was okay. You know, I would at least go out with a bang, but I didn't get home till like 2:30, 3 o'clock, something like that. And
for Keith, that's like
and
6
then I
o'clock
gotta work.
Morning,
I gotta get up at 5 to go to work. So it's just like, and then at work it was just one problem after the other. I got no nap.
Oh, you didn't get a nap?
Yo, I usually at work I get a. Oh, they may be listening.
Yeah, I would probably not say that.
During my lunch hour, I get a nice nap during my lunch hour, but I didn't get a nap. So come back here and we're doing this tonight. I'm going to be DJing tomorrow night, and then I'm headlining comedy shows up in Springfield, New Jersey at the Comedy Cove. And I have to say this, last year, the weekend I was there, they had listed in the it was a Northern New Jersey paper, popular paper up there. I forget the name of it, but I have a copy at home. The top five show must see shows of the weekend. Now, this was last year. There was Bill Cosby, who at the time wasn't having problems, but there was Bill Cosby. There was Stewart, Jon Stewart from the the Daily Show. There was the Josh.0 guy, Tosh.0. Yeah, Tosh.0. There was a guy named Uncle Floyd, who's been a staple in the New York area. And then there was Keith DJ K. Purnell. Top five comedy shows
to
see.
Did you give up your government as well?
For
as
the weekend. Top five shows. I was in top five, and I'm making my return to the Comedy Cove this weekend. This show will probably be posted tomorrow. So this weekend, if you listen to it, you're up in Springfield, New Jersey. Go to the Comedy Cove on the 19th and the 20th, Friday and Saturday. So with that, I'm still here here, wide awake, kicking it on Bar Talk. All right. Floor is yours.
No, I just wanted to point out one thing real quick is Keith just gave his government as well as his stage name. So
yeah, let's go off the script.
Yeah, all there right. you go. I get in trouble for calling you out on that all the time. So, first off, I don't know. We're going to start off in a weird fucking world right now. Because I was sitting there, and I was looking on Facebook earlier today.
Another Facebook rant?
It's not a Facebook rant.
All right.
It's a where the fuck do we live at, right? So there was a guy. He was up in Philadelphia, Upper Darby, outside of Philadelphia. He walked into a police station. He lit up a joint.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, in Philly, that's not, you know, they kind of have it legalized a little bit.
Lit up a joint in a police station.
Sat down on a bench, lit the joint, and before throwing his cell phone, he allegedly defecated on the floor.
Well, hold on. It was a little more to it than that. After he sat down and started smoking a joint, they arrested him.
Correct.
They knew he was high. They put him in a holding cell. In the holding cell.
See, now they didn't go through that part of it.
Well,
I'm looking at the article and they didn't go through that part. But yes, okay. So
in the holding cell, he took off his clothes and
he smeared his shit on the wall.
Well, Beamer, I watched Lock Up. You ever watched the Lock Up on CNN?
MSNBC? I don't have the heart to watch that shit.
That's like, normal.
I've
seen the story. I was like, happens all the time.
I don't understand the fascination with watching prisoners. Like, it just doesn't.
You got to know what's out there, man. I ain't going to jail.
I mean, that's.
Watching that show, I'm not going. I don't jaywalk. I'm a black guy. I'm not going to jail.
I know, I've seen it. He gets pulled over. He puts on his Beamer mask. Mm-hmm. Makes him look like a white guy. They're like, wait a minute.
Forget that. I mean, now, honest, the whole in the cell, they go through. That's normal.
Yeah.
That's normal. But you're ignoring the whole thing. He walked into the police station, sat down, and just started smoking a joint.
Lit up a joint and started smoking it. I mean,
granted, I'm glad he was caught because who knows what he would have done anywhere else in front of somebody's kids or something like that. I'm glad that he did show up at the police station. And
you remember in Florida a couple years back when a dude jumped up and ate a face. I'm just saying.
He ate somebody's face, but you know what? There was no drugs in his system.
Yeah, that's a weird thing.
That was real. They thought he was on bath salts.
Yep.
There was no marijuana.
Dude just snapped.
No, matter of fact, there was just weed in his system.
Yeah, that was all it was weed. And
but not like highly toxic levels, but.
And I don't know if you can have highly toxic levels of weed in your system.
The joint, but it wasn't laced. Usually they say, well, it was laced with PCP.
Oh, yeah, you were fine.
Nope. There were small traces of THC in his system. So he just ate a guy's face for no reason. While he was naked.
While he was naked. And then he ran down the street naked. Covered with the dude. Yeah, that's just.
Well, I got something that's pretty interesting here. Now, with all the stuff going on with police, police are getting a bad rep right now. I said it last week. I got family and friends who are police officers. So I kind of firsthand, get stories. I kind of feel for what they have to go through. And people really go out of control because if someone's breaking the law, basically for the most part, if a cop pulls you over just says, hey, I need license and registration. If you start acting like an ass, and Chris Rock had a video about it. It was a comedy sketch.
Yes.
Years ago.
From Chris Rock show, yes.
But I'm just saying, license and registration. if you truly have nothing to hide, give him your license and registration.
Don't
let
say,
him look it up, and you're gonna go.
Don't say, why are you harassing me? Because they harass everybody.
And you know, why are you pulling me? Yeah. You didn't have your seatbelt on. That's bullshit. Did you have it on? Well, no, but it's bullshit. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, with all that going on, all these cases are coming up. Mm-hmm. Oh, the police did this, police did this, police did this, police did this. So you go, you know what? Come on, people, stop it, stop it, stop it. But I did come across one thing that seemed kind of strange. It just struck out. There's a guy in Trenton. He was, let me just tell the headline. Man who was unable to use his arms faces gun charge. Gun possession charge.
Please tell me he had really good feet control. Please tell me he had really good feet control.
He has a spinal condition.
Oh, he didn't have good feet control.
He's being held in jail while facing a gun possession charge. Now, the bail was lowered because of his physical condition, but he still has that charge on him.
What the fuck?
Now, here's how it comes out. Now, it turns out that he's been hospitalized. He's got some, he was in a car accident, so he's all fucked up. He literally...
No!
He has his back brace on, he can't use, he has no use of his hands.
He has no use of his hands!
He injured his spine in a car accident years ago, and may have Lou Gehrig's disease.
Holy shit!
So, the guy cannot use his arms.
He can't even use his fucking toes!
So... What happens is, he was in a car with three other guys. He's in the car. He was probably in the back seat. The car ran a red light. Cop pulled him over. Can we check the car? They checked the car. Because nobody had warrants. They checked the car. They found a stolen handgun in it. You know, in the back seat. They got a little pocket behind one of the seats. And there was a prescription bottle of codeine. Now they get people because if you have, say, Beamer, can you take my prescription and drop it off at my mom's? Say on your way you get pulled over, prescription ain't in your name, they're going to charge you with that.
Yeah, I think before you could...
So they found the handgun in the car and the pill. But because the gun came up stolen, they charged everybody in the car with possession. Now, granted... They said, whose gun is it? Everybody's like, it ain't mine, it ain't mine, it ain't mine.
And the dude's like, he was pointing out to everybody else, but he couldn't do it.
And and also, the other three guys in the car said, it's not his gun. He can't carry a gun. He's got no arms. And guess what?
I mean,
even though the
arms,
other three guys said, it ain't his, so the cops said, whose is it? And they go, it ain't ours. They charged everybody. So he has a gun charge. The gun, now this happened in Trenton, New Jersey. The gun was stolen from Anchorage, Alaska.
How the fuck did I get here?
So, granted, these guys did not go to Alaska. These black guys from Trenton didn't go to Alaska and steal a fucking gun.
All right, I'm going to say something. I don't want to make this outrageous.
Especially the guy with no arms.
Seriously, four black guys from Trenton did not go into fucking Alaska to steal a fucking gun.
Granted, that just goes to show how... stolen guns just make their way around on the underground.
Oh, yeah. Fucking do legitimate business is more than likely than fucking just kick them out the back.
The other man arrested in the car told police it did not belong to him and he shouldn't be charged.
Yeah, I'm just shit.
And the cops still have him charged, so he's in jail with, he had $100,000 bail. Now it's $35,000. He has no arms. Prosecutors are misstating constructive possession, which means that even though you're not possessing it,
you're still in.
Or whatever. That's the case there where it's not only, it's the cops, but it's the system. And I think they're using the other three guys. I think they say, look, your buddy's going to get the charge too.
Yeah.
Don't worry about him so much. You know what I mean? So, but man unable to use arms or hands. He can't pick up a gun.
See, now my question is this. If he was like, yeah, it's my gun. Or no, he didn't even say it was his gun, but everybody denied it, and then they put charge on him. If he went to court in his wheelchair with his ALS,
he can't be in a wheelchair. He can't wheel himself.
Well, he can get one of the electronic ones. Like,
what are you going to do? Is he like Stephen Hawking? Just going to lean over?
Yeah, blow into the show. That thing would be thrown out without a second thought.
Doesn't matter. He probably had a job. Well, I don't know what kind of job he had, but still, you're in jail. He's been in jail 4 months.
4 fucking months, and he can't even move.
Yep. And all he did was reduce his bail from $100,000
to $35,000. Yeah, there's something wrong with a lot of shit out there.
Yep, so.
So, real quick, I had a doctor's appointment today, Keith.
And, that's what you just started with.
Yeah, but I had a doctor's appointment today, and I just want to, my Beamer's health is not at the best right now. I got a little bit of high blood pressure, so I needed to get a physician, you know, so first time going to.
What was your numbers?
They were hot.
Not what important. Was it? Because you know mine was high. What was yours? I know the numbers.
We will talk
yes,
about
yes, no, no. We talk about mine. What's your fucking number?
We didn't say your numbers before.
That's what we did. Numbers? Mine was like my bottom number is 120.
Yeah, I was 160 over 100.
That's nothing. I was like, go to the hospital now. That's where I was at.
Basically, well, today I go there to the doctors, and they have this first nurse, because it's the first time I met this doctor. Mm. She does all my vitals. She has me wearing, like, I'm wearing a sweatshirt, jeans, shoes, my hat, my phone's in my pocket, my fucking wallet.
You
had
to take your clothes off?
No, then she's like, well, step on a scale. And I'm like, I've been losing weight. I got at least fucking 8 pounds of extra shit in my pockets right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that doesn't mean
anything. Yeah, I don't mean anything. But I was just like, damn. All right. So, you know, she was a fairly attractive, but, you know, nothing too crazy. I'm sitting there and I'm filling out forms. Mind you, you've heard before, I got a bad wrist right now. So, I'm sitting there and I'm...
Masturbation accident.
Go ahead. Yeah. That's 41. 41 times people made jokes about it. So I'm sitting there and I'm filling out. Well, the physician assistant or the nurse practitioner comes in. Keith. She is hot. Hot is like kind of an understatement. And I'm sitting there. Have you ever watched Harold Kumar go to White Castle?
Yes.
You remember the girl, the Spanish chick off of there?
Mm-hmm.
She was a skinny chick, but she looked like her. I'm sitting there. And, you know, they're trying to get my vitals, trying to get, you know, figure out where my blood pressure's at and this and that. This girl walks in. I'm thinking to myself, don't get an erection. Don't get an erection.
That's going to raise your blood
pressure.
That's
going to raise my blood pressure. She comes over and she does all the, you know, the breathing and she does the listening with the stethoscope and everything.
She says, breathe heavy. Did you go?
She does all that. And she's like, well,
breathe normal.
She's like, lay back on your back.
Give me deep breaths.
She goes, lay back, you know, said, put your feet up. She's like, I want to feel your stomach because I guess there's your artery.
Oh, God. Did she call for help?
No, she starts like touching it, and I'm thinking to myself, please don't get an erection. Please. I mean, she's sitting there like, I don't know if it was an actual physician, you know, checkup or if I should have asked her for a number. It was that kind of situation.
Send her some flowers, see what happens.
Oh, well, she's doing all that, and I'm like, okay. And I'm just like, I'm concentrating as hard as I can not to get an erection when this woman's touching me. And I'm like, this is not helping my blood pressure by any means.
Mm-hmm.
I get up. She's like, hey, put your hand on my knee. I look. She's got a fucking wedding ring on.
She's a doctor. She's working.
Oh, she's
in your perverted mind.
In my perverted mind,
yeah,
I was asking
she's
her
all out. Over you. Yeah, she's cheating on her husband when she's just doing her freaking job trying to save your life.
No wonder my fucking blood pressure was so freaking high. That's all I'm saying. I want to have, the next time I go there, I want, like, the hunchback chick with the big mole sticking out of her fucking side of her face. You know what I mean? She's got more fucking facial hair than I do. I want her going and doing my stats because I'll be like, yeah, let's just get this done with. I don't want the hot chick pulling on me. Because in my brain, I think she's making a move.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Hey.
In your perverted mind. Yeah, things are hot. So, all right. I remember when I went, my doctor's okay. So I didn't have to sit and worry about this or that or blah, blah, blah. So, but the nurses are hot, though. That does throw you off. That raises your blood pressure up.
I mean.
All right. So you got to handle that. Just. They're going to tell you to cut down on your drinking. They're going to put you on medication.
Yeah, I got to.
And watch what you eat.
I'm on
and all
medication.
That crap. But once it's down, you'll start feeling better. So, but you can go at any moment. You can have a stroke like crazy. It just that's where they thought I was at. She was like, you haven't been in the hospital? I said, nope. You haven't been hospitalized. You haven't had a stroke. I went, nope. You're not leaving here till we do an EKG. And you may have to call somebody. You may have to go to the hospital. They checked my heart. Everything was fine. It was just the blood pressure was high. So,
yeah.
Now my shit's good now. So I probably had, I had soul food. I didn't tell you last week, first time.
Ooh,
since then.
What did you have?
Oh, I went all out.
Oh.
It was 110 over 70. 70.
Holy shit.
Yes.
So that's
bang,
what I
bang,
did get down
boom.
To.
So, all right. So we're now, Big Slick Ben is here. He's distracting Beamer. Beamer's like, I think he's getting him a drink. All right. So we're going to jump into real quick. We're going to do the bar. We're going to do Ask Men. Go right into Ask Men. Okay. AskMen.com. Every year they list their top 99.
Top 99. That's what the
hottest or most desirable women. No. Most desirable women. Last year's list was. Last year's list was really crazy.
It didn't make sense to any normal man in my mind, because it went from like, she's kind of cute, to at number one to like the hottest chicks out there, and you know, in Hollywood mm-hmm. and celebrities at like 99.
Well, right off the bat, start with 99. Here's my first protest. Number 99 is, Beamer has this look on his face.
I knew number 99
this disparaging is. Look on his face. Number 99 of the AskMen.com most desirable women, Miley Cyrus. She was fucking 99 last year.
I thought she was...
No, I was pissed. 99. She was 99
yes,
last
right.
year. Miley, wrecking ball, blowing the blow-up doll on stage, Cyrus.
We'll put it this way.
Look at this picture right here.
Look
at this picture right here. There's a picture of her standing, her legs spread, holding a sledgehammer.
I would do that
yes,
to her.
Yes.
I'd have to fight Arnold Schwarzenegger's son, but I mean.
Wow. And the cowboy boots or the work boots. She was OSHA safe. So Miley Cyrus is 99. And then, surprisingly, this girl was way high up last year. I wish we had the list. I really didn't.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say we fully didn't do our homework. We really didn't care about the list that much. But Sarah Hyland.
From Modern Family.
She was up there
was
in
like
the top 10.
Yeah, like number 4 or 5.
She was
last
in
year.
The top 10. And I was like, what? Now look at the picture they have of her. It's the most unattractive picture.
Yeah, I mean.
Is she over 18?
Oh, yeah. She's,
She's
early 20s.
But as far as desirable, because they got playing this hot, sexy teen on the show, there's a couple scenes where you look like, she would have got it.
Yeah.
But she's at 98. I don't think she should be on the list. We're not going through each one.
Yes.
But just some highlights.
Well,
Alexandra Ambrosia, who's the Victoria's Secret model.
So a Victoria's
Secret.
Her
face is awful.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
She looks like she should be playing like.
She looks like
beach volleyball.
She's a dude.
Or not tennis, but maybe women's soccer. I can see her doing that with that face.
She looks like she got hit in the face with a soccer ball. So
she really doesn't. I mean, she has like a toned body, but she doesn't have that great of a body. It's just like.
I mean, just because she's a Victoria's Secret model doesn't mean that she's that's Robin Wright, Sean Penn's ex, is on there. Jenny from Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I think that's kind of bullshit because she jumped over, she jumped up. She's at, 95?
They got her over Miley Cyrus and Sarah Hyland.
See, I mean, even this young girl with Shailene Woodley, she's a cute girl.
Who the hell is that? Number 94, Jessica Gomes. Wow.
Oh, Jessica Gomes. I do believe...
She was a veteran Sports Illustrated model.
Yes, Jessica Gomes.
And she was in a Rick Ross video. Wow. Damn, they got her at 90. See, that's crazy. So, you guys have to check out the list. If you have your list with you while listening to the show, that's why we paused a little bit. Go on to AskMen.com and type up the 2014 99 Most Desirable Women. You can do this along with us. Hannah Teeter, she must be a X Games. Yeah. The picture they have here, she's got her coat on.
Yeah, I've seen her before. She's a cute girl.
Kate Winslet, how does this bitch keep making it into the fucking list? And wait a minute. No, that cannot be who I think it is. Down this low.
Yeah, Kate Winslet hits 91. She's, what? She's got to be mid to late 30s, right?
Okay, here it is. The travesty. Are you ready? You ready for the travesty? Number 90.
No, it's just... Yeah.
Katy Perry. Who the fuck is in this list? Who the fuck is voting on it? Katy Perry, number 90.
All right, so this is my point. I love me some Katy Perry.
Number 90?
No, she would be fucking, you know, top five for me. And this is the problem that I have with it. I know people that I was talking to about the list and everything after last week's episode, and they were like, yeah, Katy Perry, she's got a nice rack, but she really doesn't have too much after that. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, and for those people, let me say this. Number 89, Selena Gomez. Are you serious?
I would fuck a Selena Gomez. Don't
over you? Katy Perry.
Together.
No, over Katy Perry.
No, because she fucked Justin Bieber. Fuck that. No.
Forget that.
No.
Over Katy Perry?
No.
That, oh, man, this is just making me mad as we go down this list here.
Connie Nielsen. At number 88.
Sarah Silverman is over.
Yeah, that's
she's number 80.
Yeah, that's...
Come on, man.
She has made too many fucking poop jokes and talking about her hairy asshole that I can never put her, like, above a lot of these people.
Who the fuck is this? Oh, Nagila Lawson? Somebody's fucking grandmother's on here.
What is it? Hey, shit, there's a few grandmothers that... Well, they're not grandmothers, personally,
oh,
but...
Oh, jeez. Zoe! No! Zoe Saldana!
She says, what, 75?
75! Okay, this is freaking insane, man. I'm just getting madder and madder as I look at this list. All right, let's go into the 60s. Any notables in the 60s?
Hope Solo is at... She was at 78.
Ugh! Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop. Stop the press. Janelle Monáe. Black singer. She always wears black and white. Now, she does have a fat ass. But she's number 70 or 68. Ho, Beamer. Let's see who's number 69. This is Bar Talk.
So, anyway.
Oh, gosh. Number 69, Coca Roca.
Coca Roca.
She may seem to be your...
Oh, honorable mention to another Delawarean.
On the top 99? Who's that?
She's in the top 99.
What number?
She is at 65, and if I can get this to scroll through right.
Number 65 on the list from Delaware... Her name
Oh,
is...
No, I'm sorry. 2165, I went too far.
No, that's Lori from Walking Dead.
72.
Yeah, she's
a
hottie.
Lori's from Philly.
She's a hottie. So who's 72. The Delaware girl? 72? Who is she? Sorry, folks. We're scrolling and looking at the same time, so we're trying to...
So,
Ariana Grande, 73. To me, that's a right. That's about
72,
right.
72, Aubrey Plaza.
She's from Delaware?
From Wilmington, Delaware. She actually vacations in Dewey Beach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's from a TV show Community. She's been on a bunch of
There's no way
movies.
She's over Ariana Grande.
No.
But Ariana Grande is not over Katy Perry.
Exactly. I mean, hey, for a Delawarean, she's hot, but she's not that hot for a Delawarean.
She's not
hot for a Delawarean.
Yeah, no, she's not. There's a girl in this fucking bar that'd eat her up alive. Let's go into the 50s. See what we got. This list is so flawed. Keira Knightley. I don't think she's that hot. But this picture right here, she's number 50.
There's something about her that still does work a little bit for me. You know what I mean? Like
I'd want to fuck Kate. I'd want to fuck, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, there's plenty
Miley
more.
Miley Cyrus over her.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty more. But
not that I would, but I'm just hypothetically saying, as a man speaking for men... who's this here? Number Paula Gretzky.
was Rosario Dawson, 62 on the list. Rosario Dawson is...
I don't look at her that way, though.
Man,
she's pretty. Nice body. She's got a lot of teeth.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't have, like,
she
extra
smiles,
teeth.
Man.
If she had two rows of teeth, or, you know what I mean, like one in front of the other.
She got like
an
alien mouth, man. It's like she smiles. It's like all these teeth come out.
She's small, but it means she got a big mouth. I mean, she can handle shit.
Paula Gretzky's pretty hot. Lea Michele.
Rashida Jones comes at 52. She's kind of a hit or miss depending on when you see her.
Oh, the Glee girl. I don't think she's hot.
Nah, Lea Michele, nah. But Rashida Jones, Quincy Jones' daughter?
What?
You didn't know that?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's Quincy Jones.
What number?
52.
So, people, we're trying to pick out notables here, but, I mean, whoa, that's Quincy Jones' daughter?
Yes.
Holy shit.
I mean, she's a beautiful woman.
But, no, not way up here. All right, let's just, you know, oh, my girl. Sofia Vergara is like
number 40.
That don't make no sense. That don't make no sense. The chick from 12 Years is Amy Poehler?
No, I did not.
Lupita Nyong'o from 12 Years a Slave? She's number 22.
Chelsea Peretti's 37. Seriously?
Okay.
Nah.
I'm going to stop the press here. I understand this, but it's bullshit. Beyonce is number 11.
Yeah, but you look at that picture that they have of her on there. That was like one of the bad pictures they sent around saying she was a man.
But
you remember
number
that.
11.
Are you saying she should be
yes
higher?
Yes. Okay, let's go into let's dive right into the top 10. And
the top 10.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting mad already.
Well, I know number one or number 10.
Start from the back.
I'm sorry, number 10. Kate Moss. I do not get this.
I don't get it either.
I don't get it. I mean, she was kind of hot back when I was like a little kid, but seriously, I just don't get it. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't understand the whole. I mean,
like, she's scrawny. She did a lot of fucking drugs.
She's got breasts.
She looked like
she's got breasts and a vagina,
but she barely got fucking breasts.
Next is number 9, Margot Robbie. She was in
Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was the wife.
Yes, I can agree.
She's hot, but I don't see
she's
her
too
in the
new.
Top 10.
She's too new.
Yeah.
But
not in the top 10.
Well, I can give her top 15.
Yeah, and, the movie helped.
Yeah, well,
and,
that's
Amy
why.
Adams was, you know, she was.
Amy Adams. She's just kind of a classic chick. Like, she just is hot in her own little, not
okay,
really
put it
super
this way.
Hot way.
Do you have her picture on your wall?
I don't know.
Back in the day when
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
That's how you look at it. Who do you got on your wall? You don't have Amy Adams. I don't have the Wolf of Wall Street chick or Kate Moss. Who do you have on your wall? That's how we can. Kerry Washington? Come on, man.
See, you and
pretty
I had that conversation. Beautiful woman.
You got her on your wall. That's
no,
the thing.
No.
You know, it's like, I don't
well,
mean a kid, but you're in college, whatever you're...
This is...
Woo,
this,
you don't have a picture of Kerry Washington
to me,
that's my girl.
To me, honestly, I think it's a little bit different than... Or is it the picture on your wall? Or is it the picture of the chick that you might fucking screw your wrist up to?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I ain't masturbating to her.
And that's what I'm thinking, because...
Number 6. Are you ready for this? Number 6. Number 6.
Yes, I know who it is.
Kate Upton.
Yeah.
Enough said right there. I'm just going to just...
I mean...
Hey, you ready for number 5? Emma Watson.
Now look, don't fuck with Emma, but Emma's not number 5.
Emma's not in the top 10 in my book. I said in my book.
Yeah, but in the top 10 also. I mean, top 10 is...
In my book, she's got the body of a 12-year-old.
Yeah, but she's got the attitude of a fucking...
What movie? In Harry Potter, she had attitude? What have you seen her with attitude in?
What's the one I saw on... saw the one like...
no.
Confessions
Sorry.
Of a Wallflower. She played a little slutty woman.
Jennifer Lawrence...
I saw her on the Bill Engvall show, man. I can't, like, take her serious. That was, like, her first professional thing she did.
She's not hot to me.
I mean,
I'm saying to me, I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers, but.
Well, the one thing I do like about her is if you go and you look up stuff about her and interviews she does, she's very fucking just.
She's you a can normal, find shit about other girls.
Well, I know, but she's just a very normal chick, you know what I mean? And that's kind of.
Ready for number three? The Blurred Lines girl that was in the thing with Robin Thicke. The white one, not the black one. The black one don't get no love. Just throwing it out there. But the white girl that was in Blurred Lines with Robin Thicke.
Yeah, that's, I had to, I went and I saw the name and I'm like, yeah, I have no fucking clue.
Yeah. Emily Ratajkowski. Ratajkowski.
I mean, right here, this is one of the people that made me think this is for guys that they have a spank bank of these women. Because she was topless in the Blurred Lines video.
Have these guys heard of porn? I'm just throwing it out there.
I know.
All right.
You don't see the porn stars on it.
Number two, right. Alison Brie. She's in Mad Men. Forget the redhead with
Christina Hendricks?
Yeah, forget Christina Hendricks.
I didn't see her at all.
They pick her, I know.
Well, Alison Brie, she doesn't have a body on.
No, she. Stop with the body. Unless you want a fucking 12-year-old girl. That's how she's shaped.
No, she is not.
Sorry. Do you see any hips on that body? Look at the swimsuit.
Yeah, just because you're looking at one picture of it. I've seen her on Community and.
Number one, Emilia Clarke.
From Game of Thrones.
I don't watch Game of Thrones, so I don't know who the hell she is.
I just know because last year she was also number one.
Yeah.
So, somebody sitting in their mother's basement voting. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of times. They got that little fucking, that little bobbing bird thing where it goes and sticks its beak in the water, and it's just hitting enter. They went old school fucking technology on that shit.
All right, so you know what? Me and Beamer are tired of this list, so we're not going to do our top 99. We're going to do our top five. I do my top five, you have your top five.
Yes.
Doesn't matter, okay. DJ K's. Top five most desirable. All right, I'll start with number five. The DirecTV puppet, the wife of the dude. Remember, he says we're gonna go wireless. And she goes, "You don't like my wires. You don't find me hot." That's a dude. She takes off the little puppet robe and got the puppet negligee on. He's like, "Ooh, that's jazzy."
Oh yeah, that's jazzy.
I want that fucking puppet, man. That's my number five. She don't even got a name, but that's my number five. Number four, Iggy Azalea. I'm a brother. I got to go with the ass, man. I'm an ass man. Her face, you know, she's pretty. She's cute. She's not a knockout, but yeah, she's got a package. And that package, to me, is like, woo, Merry Christmas.
I mean, you were the one that, when she first came out, and I really didn't, you know, I didn't know who she was. You were like, Beamer, watch this video real quick. Yeah. He's in the middle of DJing. He throws a video up on a computer in the background, and it's her doing this live show, and I was like,
wait, whoa, what?
I did not realize a white girl could have an ass like that.
Yeah. So my number three, speaking of ass, Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
And a lot of people like her.
Converter.
I like Nicki.
She can rap. I do not.
I like rap. She can rap. She can sing. She got ass. She got it up bottom. She got it up top. She's street. She's hood. You know, she can go pop. I like her.
She's got a new calendar coming out. I'm not plugging her, but oh god, it'd be nice.
We like to plug her.
So she's got a new calendar coming out for 2015, where it's just you got to look it up. The shit. I wanted 2015 to come really slow.
Really slow.
Right. So
that's my number three. Number two is again, this is my personal list here. If you guys don't like it, email me. Email us your list. Tell me what you think of my list. Just like we went down Ask Men's. You can email us and tell me what you want, you know, how you feel about my list. My number two goes back to my tried and true. I can't leave my girl in the dust like that. Miley Cyrus. That's my number two. She's still desirable, even though she's going to drop a kid.
Is she really pregnant?
That's the rumor, but if it is, hey.
She's going to have a fucking Terminator baby.
But,
a Terminator, I don't know.
Terminator baby with his tongue hanging out. So,
get to the chopper now. It was down. Stop it. Don't be trying to survive.
That's my number two. I'd still kill it.
It's not a tumor.
My number one. This name's going to be floated around for a while. It's Kate Upton. You got to see the movie The Other Woman. When she's on the beach, they did the little Bo Derek
and, from 10. 10.
But oh, which is just, gosh.
There's just so many things. Let's put it this way. I have not watched that movie. I saw the scene on a preview.
I don't want to see the movie. I just want to see that scene.
I saw 10, and I saw the original Bo Derek when I was, I was probably a little too young to watch it, but it was summertime, and I was maybe 12, 13.
I got to add on to that.
Bo Derek is always in my mind, running with those fucking dreads in her hair, running down the beach.
Forget that. Okay, look, that's in your mind. Let me say this real quick.
But Kate Upton, after watching that preview, she is running next to her. They're sort of just holding each other. Well, we won't get into my mind.
The movie 10, everyone talks about that scene on the beach. In the movie, she was topless.
Oh, yeah, she was.
For me, I don't give a fuck about her running on the beach. That scene when she had her top off, that's when I was like, whoa.
She was the first, she might have been one of the first women I ever saw in a magazine naked. Penthouse.
So that's it. DirecTV Puppet number 5, Iggy Azalea number 4, Nicki Minaj number 3, Miley Cyrus 2, number 1, Kate Upton. All right. So, Beamer, your top 5. Top 5 women. Most desirable. Start from the bottom.
I start from the bottom. I'd love to start from the bottom, from the top, from anywhere they want to give to me. Anyway, so this is a tough one. I had to go back and say my number 5, Rosario Dawson. Just something about her. Just about those teeth. Well, it's not the teeth, dude. It's a dead body. I mean, that body still looks fucking the same. She's like Eva Mendes, where just that body is just like perfect every time you see her. Just that Spanish, just
Rosario
Dawson. So number 4, I'm going to a originally local but moved to England, Lauren Cohen.
Oh, from Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what it is about her. I think it's the whole fact that she's from not, you know,
she's banging a Chinese guy.
Well, is she banging? Oh, I don't watch Walking Dead. So, I just say that she's a very sexy woman, and you know,
she's from England.
For this year, she is from actually Philadelphia. You didn't know that?
She's basically her residency is
she lives out England, of England. So yes,
English accent and everything. She hides it on the show.
She moved over there. I looked up her shit because she was in a movie I saw, and I'm like, she's hot, and it said.
Mel Gibson wasn't born in Australia.
Oh, hey, he's born in America too.
Yeah,
but anyway, so we're gonna go to number 3, and this is a tough one for me because she's hot. She's hot a lot of times when I see her.
Disclaimers. Just say the name.
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, I forgot about her. Yes.
Like, she would have been.
She's my honorable mention.
She could have been higher up on the list, but it's times when she talks like that, and you're just like,
I don't give a fuck. She don't got to talk.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When she doesn't talk, I'm like, yes, she's probably too.
Look, I know she's been, pretty much she's a woman. She was born a woman, so. She can have a deep voice all she wants.
I've seen it. She's definitely got woman parts. Thank you, the Fappening. So, number 2 would be my. My avatar princess,
Zoe
Saldana.
Have you seen Guardians of the Galaxy?
Oh, yes, I have.
Man, she goes from green to blue. She's got to play a purple bitch next.
Oh, my God. I've never wanted to fuck so many, like, odd-colored aliens ever in my life.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Aish.
And she's in a white guy's beam.
She's
You got a shot. You got a shot.
God, I wish I had a fucking... I serious. Zoe Saldana, if you're listening to this right now, hey, girl. How you doing? I know we've never met before, but I just want to say hi. If you want to get a hold of us, hit me up, bartalk1@yahoo.com, and get my number. We'll go, we'll hang out. We'll go to dinner or something. All right, babe? I'll talk to you later.
You know, there's a couple flawed things about what just happened here.
Yes. And my number
first thing, well, there's one flawed thing about what you just did. She ain't listen to this show.
How you know she don't listen to this show?
I hope you are. You'd be number one. If you listen to this show, you are definitely number one on the list, babe.
And number one.
Sorry, Kate. Just in case Kate's listening.
Number one, I'm sorry.
Miley, you know where you're at too, babe.
Keith and I, we came to an agreement. Yeah, it's Kate Upton.
Kate Upton. Whoa! All right. High five on that.
We came to an agreement on number one.
You know what?
That it's a Game of War.
Game of War.
It's a Game of War commercial.
She's riding a horse.
When she talks in that commercial, she makes Scarlett Johansson look like or sound like a little girl. Because she got a deep voice. I didn't even realize that.
She was talking?
Yeah. I was like,
I had it on mute. So I didn't care about her talking.
Yeah,
she was on that horse in slow motion.
It's all good until you walk out of the room and you hear her talking for a second. You go back and be like, wait a minute. And you're like, whoa.
Only you did that. I did not do that.
I walked out of the room for a second.
I don't know where you get these deep voices from. All I know is she's riding that horse. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Now, there's a short version.
Oh, my, today.
And then there's a long version. I think there's the prime,
there's
the prime time version, and then there's the
there's like three
during the football game version.
Yeah. Yeah, one that goes in between the Zales and the fucking Helzberg Diamond commercial. You know what I mean? You got it in like, all right, fellas, your wife's going to be pissed. So Zales is first.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Upton's titties bouncing in the middle brawl.
Who's your honorable mention? You need an honorable mention. Mine was Charlotte.
Honorable mention is... Can I throw somebody out of the list on honorable
mention? Doesn't matter. Anybody. Honorable mention. They just didn't make your top five.
Amber Heard. Something about her just...
And who's she?
Amber Heard. She's a chick...
We just talked about her on the top nine.
Yeah, she's banging Johnny Depp. She's been in a bunch of movies.
Oh, okay. All right. So there we have it. We are in agreement on... Wow. And we didn't discuss our list with each other,
no.
So we both have Kate Upton. All right,
that's scary. I don't.
All right, so yeah, that's pretty cool. All right, I need a drink. Let's do a shot real quick. I need to smoke a cigarette after talking about all these women. Ugh.
I need to change the fucking underwear. That's
Woo! That silence was the silence of ale being drinking.
Or drank.
Drank. Okay. Let's get to the heart of the matter here. We got to do this kind of quick here. Not that quick, but we're going to wrap it up in a few. Our bar talk person of the year. Last year, the winner was Miley Cyrus. I was very happy and pleased about that. For various different reasons. So we have our nominees for this year. My nominees were Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football, quarterback. Now he played at Texas A&M and now with the, he's with the, Cleveland Browns. Next is, what we got next?
Hey, Iggy Azalea.
Oh, I had, Nicki Minaj and then Iggy Azalea. So those were my three nominations. Beamer's nominations were Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
He had Kate Upton. He nominated her.
Ta-da! I mean, the brain.
And then he had the inventors of Lycra,
which
basically is the inventors of yoga pants. So there was a collective there. All right. So those are the nominations for Bar Talk Person of the Year. So, Beamer, I'll let you do the honors, and we will start from, we're going to start from the bottom and work our way up.
Starting from the bottom. All right. So, we have at number six, Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Manziel.
And honestly, Keith, if you
really... I had him on the list because, hey, you know, he's going through all this
shit.
Yeah,
he does his little money thing, he's got that. He got his ass handed to him in his first starting game.
Yeah.
So, he just got dropped off that list quick.
Yeah.
All right.
Plus, he's a man.
Glizzy's a man. Number five. Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey.
Now, everybody might say, hey, that really? As much as you've done his voice every time you go on a podcast, that's not all right. Why is he so low on the list? Because he's a fucking guy.
He's a man. He's a guy. He's got balls.
Come on, man.
Not that he's got balls like that. He literally has balls. Yes. We are not fucking praising a penis.
Yes. Yeah. So, guess who's going to be number four?
The Lycra guys.
The Lycra guys. Hey,
sorry, guys. Great guys, invention. We love you.
Guys, I put you on the list because you needed some recognition of what your accomplishments were. It was just a long time ago.
And you're high up on... You're above the men. So you should just take that as an honor and a win in itself.
Every time men look at an ass in yoga pants, they have you to fucking think.
Okay, I thought you were going to say we should think of them, but I'm...
No.
Every time you look at yoga pants, you think of those guys.
No.
That would be weird.
That's what I said. They have them to think.
Right, and we thank you.
All
right.
God rest.
All right.
All right. So now we're getting down to... We got three women on the list.
Uh-huh.
And, Keith, would you like to do the women?
You got it. You can do it. Yes, I would like to do the women.
There you go. So we are going to go number three.
Bump, is, bump, bump. Ba-da-dum,
Iggy Azalea.
Iggy Azalea comes in.
She deserves a clap.
Whoa.
Just make it clap.
Coming from, whoa, Beamer. Coming from Australia.
With an ass down under.
White girl taking a rap game by storm. Now, is it hip hop or hip
hop? Hip hop.
But she can rap, though.
But hip hop,
I have to say this. She has lyrics. Now, there's a big thing about whether she's writing her raps. Doesn't matter. She's on stage. She's performing it. As an entertainer, she does okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I like her a lot, man. She's. All the criticism, everything she's gone through.
Oh, yeah.
She had an ex-boyfriend trying to leak out pictures and shit like that. People, when you're on the top, people will drag you down.
Oh, yeah.
People will drag you down. So keep fighting, girl. They're going through the whole thing saying her and Nikki don't get along.
Keep that
and
ass
all
fucking
this.
High and proud.
Keep doing what you're doing, making that money, staying on top, following your dreams. Because she literally, at 16, she knew she wanted to be a rapper.
Yeah, she moved to the United States.
Yeah, she came over here and said, this is what I'm going to do, and she did it. I admire anyone following their dreams like that. And if you want to give me a big hug and a kiss and anything else for sticking up for you.
Oh, shit, I thought you were talking to me. I got fucking scared the shit out of me.
Hit us up at bartalk1@yahoo.com.
I was about to drop the pen, and that was the last fucking podcast ever, right there.
Hit me on Twitter, Keith Purnell, at Twitter, however the Twitter. I don't even know how to fucking use that shit. But anyway, you know what's up, girl, Iggy. But
he doesn't know how to use a Twitter, girl.
Anyway, you're number three.
My Twitter game is pretty good.
All right.
So, so let's go to...
Now it comes down to...
We've got two women left. We've got... Kate Upton and Nicki Minaj are the last two. I'm scared.
We're torn.
I'm scared.
We got a black
and a white.
I hope this doesn't turn into an issue. There's not going to be no protest either way.
Can we just call a tie right now?
Oh, yes, I'd love to. Oh. There can only be one.
This is the Highlander list.
Right. It's the second person of the year, so we can't have a tie on the second one. Maybe a few down the line, but okay, here we go. We have come to a decision.
Sorry, we got to...
And first, we're
going in the background.
Number two. And the winner is... Or not the winner, but... The number two person on the list.
The runner-up in case the first person cannot fully do her duties as the Bar Talk person
we don't
of the year.
Do her duties like duty, but...
Yes.
Okay, is Nicki Minaj. She comes in. She is our runner-up here, Nicki Minaj. I think I converted... I inadvertently didn't even realize it, but he converted me.
Beamer
showed me pictures, and I felt bad. I want to apologize to Beamer right now. He showed me pictures. I'm like, I've been seeing that. Dude, it's been... And I didn't realize that. You know what? Sometimes, like, there were people that were on the Ask Men list or women that I didn't know about. The Beamer's like, yo, you had to see this. So I do want to apologize.
So once again, Bar Talk, making the races.
Making it right.
Yeah, we're doing the right thing.
Right.
We're progressing Mankind.
So it's pretty obvious who the winner is. But before we go on tour, but yeah, I have been a fan of Nikki. I've seen stuff from her. I was like, her body is just, and her face, even though like Beamer says something about all the makeup the pink hair, but I've seen her like, and I was like, her face is pretty. She's a beautiful woman. She don't need that. And right now, like this year with the new album and everything, she goes, I'm going all natural. This is just new for now. And she's beautiful. I think she's beautiful.
And to me, you know, growing up in the 90s, you know, the mid-90s and that, like as a teenager, she reminded me of a certain woman rapper, Lil' Kim.
Yeah.
When she would come out, and Lil' Kim just got extreme, and then she started doing the surgeries, and it was just like, Jesus, that's what scared me about going and saying, because Lil' Kim was, she was a good-looking woman when she first started.
Ilana.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's got the hottest pussy on the planet.
Keith's going to stop talking now.
All right.
Yeah.
Obviously. But Nikki,
she has this new calendar coming out, like I said, you guys. She looks fucking amazing. I mean.
And I can tell you this. The only difference between.
Above the age of 16, get it. If you're not, your mom and dad are probably yelling.
The only difference between the winner, the winner, which is Kate Upton, obviously.
Oh,
and Nikki.
What the fuck?
Oh, wait a minute. The only difference between the two was that run down the beach.
Yes.
And riding that horse.
But
Beamer said somewhere, he goes, but what about her ass? But all Nikki had to do was ride a horse in slow motion or run down the beach in slow motion. It could be a total different game.
Yes, it could.
But as it stands, the winner and Bar Talk Person of the Year, the second annual Bar Talk Person of the Year, is Kate Upton. Oh, gosh, gotta love her.
Justin Verlander, fuck you.
Yeah, asshole, fucking rich ass.
You are, you know, you're probably a really great guy.
Athlete.
You're a fucking prick, dude.
Athlete.
Just say.
I'm
joking, you know.
But anyway, man,
We ain't haters. We're just jealous.
But yes, Kate Upton is the Bar Talk Person. The second annual Bar Talk.
I seriously am intoxicated at a bar right now with no shower, and I need a fucking cold shower after fucking thinking
about
that.
I'm glad you said that, Beaver, because I kind of wanted to say something to you, but
am I stinking a little bit?
I'm just saying. I mean, people, you can't. I mean, this isn't an olfactory podcast where you guys can smell. No, I'm just kidding.
Did you have the Old Spice fucking sound come out behind me?
But our Bar Talk Person of the Year is Kate Upton. Congratulations to Kate Upton. At some point, feel free to contact us so we can, you know, and give us your acceptance speech.
Yes.
You know, send us a picture, autographed picture.
I can send you a picture if you sign it.
I can send you some leaked pictures.
No, we didn't look at them.
That whole thing, the iCloud leaked stuff.
I understand Justin got more money than me, but I don't mean another girl. I got a bigger dick than him. So, anyway,
we are going to, alcohol is a motherfucker.
Alcohol is a son of a bitch.
So, that's it. We have our Bar Talk Person of the Year.
We are coming to the end of another great year.
We're going to be, this is the last one.
Until
2015. So, this is a heartfelt moment here.
See, now, if you're from, like, Delaware, Philadelphia area, every year when kids graduated from high school on Channel 6, it was ABC station.
You're the best
of the class. That is what's going. Keith, I didn't have to explain anymore. Keith knows the song. That is what's going through my head right now. A yearbook full of memories. Times we shared with friends.
Yeah, the local news channel shows the high schools.
We'll
and they
keep
have
in touch.
Cause
friendship never ends.
You remember
the autographs, the cap and gowns, the honors that we share. The future is bright for us, and everywhere we stand.
But
a smile just says you made it. You made it through the years, but graduation day is here. You're the best of Bar Talk this year.
All right.
So, you're the best, Kate Upton of Bar Talk this year.
Okay.
I'm a crime. I gotta go.
Call us. Hit us up. Hit us up, Kate. BarTalk1@yahoo.com.
I just hang on.
So that's it. This is episode number 24.
It is episode 24. So
it's been a great year.
It's been technical difficulty here, but
yeah, we changed things up a little bit. Things happen, but now we're doing great now. Everything's going.
We started from the new bottom. Things coming. We went back and then
so,
we came back.
So just hang tight. Now join. There's going to be a gap, but not much of a gap. There will be an episode coming up right after this. So hang tight. We'll have a best of. You know, I have some surprises, and then we'll start new for 2015. All right, we won't miss a beat. So it's going to be great. But this is the last live recorded for 2014. So we want to say, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Feliz Navidad,
Happy Kwanzaa,
whatever you may celebrate. Did we miss anything?
I don't know. I think
season's greetings.
I think you spitting on the computer screen actually justified it all.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. If you don't celebrate this New Year when your New Year comes up, Happy New Year then.
Yep. So that's it, man. It's been a great year.
Great year.
I have to say it's been a pleasure working with Beamer.
We've
both grown as people doing a podcast. We've learned. We've done things that we go along. We changed things. We're still learning. We're still working on things. You don't know how much me and Beamer snap at each other and argue and
I've got a black guy
and all kinds of stuff. But Beamer is he's one of my best friends and
I
love you, man.
I hit my eye on a doorknob.
That's the answer. That twice.
After
you fell up the steps.
After I fell up the steps. Nah, seriously. This guy sitting across from me right now, he knows. We're family, and we're glad to be able to bring you into the family and to be able to share and to be able to vent shit and laugh at fucking life.
And we thank you guys for putting up with us.
There's so much fucking bad shit out there. We don't want bad shit. We want happiness. We want to be stupid. We want to make it chuckle. We want to make it think differently for an hour. And without you there, this is like Sesame Street. Without you, we can't make a show. So, thank you.
Yep. We thank you for listening to all people overseas and all countries.
All countries.
Our Asian community, our Arab community, our English community.
Our European, I don't know if we're in Spanish anywhere. We're
everywhere.
Spanish or
everyone across the sea. People in Beijing, thank you for listening. And in other countries.
Yeah. We really didn't rehearse this part right here. So, everybody out there that's listening to us, that enjoy listening to us, happy holidays. Happy beginning of a new year.
Yes.
Hopefully, 2015 is good for us all. Yep. Hopefully, we get our heads out of our asses and start fucking doing something productive for the rest of the world and for our children and our children's children. We love you.
All right. This is it. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right. We'll see you on the other side.
We'll...